Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with German-based jazz drummer, composer, and bandleader Mareike Wiening. We spoke with her in early January 2022 about her new 2021 CD, Future Memories. This recording follows her critically acclaimed debut album, Metropolis Paradise. Prior to the pandemic, she was between New York and Cologne, Germany. Now she's in Germany. Over the years, she has performed with artists throughout the United States, Europe, and South America. Her story is full of great tales. Enjoy. Hey, thank you for taking a minute out for Neon Jazz today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So at this point right now, we're in a very strange place with everything, with COVID and all of that. How's everything going where you're at in Germany?
Well, it's okay. I mean, it starts to get a little bit worse. So far, everything was fine, actually. Concerts were happening and stuff like that. But now there's a lot of venues that are closing down for January because everyone is afraid of the new virus. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But so far, it's okay. I think in the U.S. it's much worse.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I'm. My general feeling is when I kind of talk to folks around the world. So hopefully this next mutation can go away. So let's talk about happy things like a new album, Future Memories. You know, the world's been a weird place since March of 2020. So it probably feels pretty good to have new material out for people now.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I'm so happy it came out. Actually, it was supposed to come out much earlier, but because of COVID, we postponed the release a little bit.
Talk to me a little bit about putting this album together. What are you hoping the listener gets from this experience?
I pretty much hope that, you know, the listener just enjoys the music. And also at my shows as well, I really like people who are open to jazz, but maybe not as familiar to jazz music. And a lot of the times I also hear people talking to me and they say, hey, you know, usually I don't listen to jazz or I don't like jazz at all, but actually I like your music. So I think it's important to, for me as a goal, it's important to write music or compose music that captures a lot of different people or a lot of different directions. For the second album, also, it was quite different because we were in the middle of a tour in Europe. And so it was actually really nice to, you know, to get the music together and play it live for, like, a couple of weeks, actually. And then we were really familiar with the music, and then we went into the studio, which is not as usual. Usually, I mean, often you basically rehearse the music, and then you go into the studio, and you hope for the best. But in this case, we were really able to develop the music, and I think that's also a little bit more special, and I hope that the listener also hears that.
And I guess the other component of this album is that there are going to be more chances to perform this live being released now. So hopefully in the spring or when things get a little better, is that something that's on your thought right now that would be really good to play this album live?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I played it live in the fall now last year, but I also hope to get the band back together and to tour actually in Germany in the fall for this year. So let's see what happens. Right now, it's really difficult to book, I mean, no matter where you are. And I really hope that maybe in the fall, the situation is a little bit better and easier so that we are able to tour again.
You know, the one thing about being in quarantine and being locked down and having shows canceled is that it gave everybody a chance to be with themselves more and to kind of be reflective. What have you figured out about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before this that's going to make you stronger as you promote this album and get back out into the world to play music again?
First of all, I'm really thankful for being a musician or for being able to be a musician, and I never thought about this quite before, but it's really a gift to be able to perform and write music and sell your music, and this is not something that's really usual. And with the pandemic, I realized it on a daily basis, basically. So the pandemic, it was actually also quite nice to get more practice and also to compose new music. So I feel like since everyone is more reflective and I'm also more reflective on my music also developed. And I hope to kind of keep that going for the future as well, that you know, that you don't take it for granted and just write anything, but you basically think a little bit more about what you want to put on paper.
So talk to me a little bit about how you got involved in jazz. I mean, there's always a great story that goes into, especially jazz, because it usually comes later in life. Talk to me a little bit about growing up in Germany and how you got involved in jazz.
Okay, so this might be a longer story. Yeah, but basically I started playing piano when I was 5, but it was always classical piano. And then later on, when I was 10, I started playing flute, and I was also singing quite a lot in a choir. But it was always classical music, which is kind of typical in Germany. And by the age of like 14, 15, maybe a little bit earlier, I had a new piano teacher who was actually a jazz piano teacher, but I still studied classical music with him. And because of that, my parents, and they were friends with the teacher, and so my parents, they took me to a lot of his shows. And obviously it was jazz music, but by that time, like 14, 15, I actually didn't like jazz at all, but I had to go to those shows. And the only instrument that was quite interesting to me by that time was the drums, because the drums, yeah, it was so virtuous. And also the teacher, he played with a lot of great drummers from South Germany. So it was amazing to watch that. And that was actually the only thing that I really liked about jazz in the beginning. And then later on, with like 15, 16, when I actually started to play drums, yeah, I got into jazz pretty quickly, mostly because of this teacher, because he showed me a lot of music. And also there was a jazz workshop at my hometown that was quite popular in Germany. So I went there, and then, you know, I listened to a lot of jazz, and I went to jam sessions and all of that. And because of my teacher, I also got to know all those drummers he played with. Yeah, then it was quite quickly, I mean, within 1 or 2 years that I really got into jazz and listened to a lot of jazz as well.
Who were some of your really deep jazz influences that made you want to play the way you've chosen to play?
The early ones was definitely Buddy Rich, because I was just amazed by his ability of playing all the big band music. We had a big band in our school at high school, and that's why I was really interested in big band playing in the really beginning. So Buddy Rich was definitely a big influence. And then later on, it was definitely also Elvin Jones and Tony Williams. Because Elvin Jones, mostly because of his sound. I think he's so special in his sound, and that quite, caught me.
So do you split time between Germany and New York City?
Yeah, these days, mostly in Germany because of COVID, and the borders were closed until November last year. So I spent like the COVID time basically in Germany. I was supposed to go to New York in December to play with John Thorne, but then this all got canceled. And now my new try to come to New York, back to New York, is in February.
Was it always a dream of you to come to America, or how did that work for you?
When I went to Mannheim, where I did my undergrad, my bachelor's, I visited New York the very first time, and I immediately fell in love with New York, and I knew that I really wanted to go there at some point, but I never thought I can study there. And then I realized that there's a scholarship from Germany, from the government, that pays tuition fees for students who want to study outside of their country. So, for example, in the U.S., and I applied there, and thankfully I got the scholarship that paid my master's degree, basically, on the tuition fees and 2 years of living expenses in New York. And that was, it was a big, big dream come true. So, yeah, I never expected that this could happen just because it's quite a big scholarship and a lot of people apply for it. But, yeah, it was a big dream, and I was really, really happy.
So you mentioned John Zorn, and you played with others like Stefan Harris and Fabian Almazan and Ben Wendell, and lots of people that have had a lot of years of experience in the world of jazz that could be veterans or legends. What have you learned from them that has helped you in your playing and your development as a musician?
To be humble. They're all really humble musicians and very kind musicians. They tell you anything. Whenever you have a question about something, they are really open and helpful. And this was really, really great to see, because they are so amazing musicians. and to see them being so humble and nice and helpful was really, really great. And I learned a lot because I realized that I can ask anything, and also playing with them, actually, I mean, not even without talking, just playing with them was such a big experience that I think you learn no matter what you do.
You get to wake up every day, you get to be a musician, you get to create music. What's the best part of being a professional musician for you?
For me, it's definitely touring, seeing a lot of different places, a lot of different countries. That I think that is really inspiring, and also to push yourself and to be on the limits a lot of the time, especially when you're on tour. That's what I like, because I feel like I learn a lot about myself and my personality.
How do you see the next year kind of unfolding? I know we're all kind of in uncertainty, but is there a little bit more optimism that things will open up and you can not only play in Germany, but you can come back to America? What are you kind of thinking as far as things happening?
Yeah, this is so difficult to say. I feel like I don't want to expect a lot, just to not get disappointed. I feel like it can only get better. I think we've been through a lot of really bad situations and a lot of bad times and months, those last couple months and years even. And I feel like everything that happens now is going to be so great, because it hasn't been possible the last couple of years. Yeah, I really hope that I can come back to New York in February. I have a big tour coming up with a band from New York all over the U.S. And I really hope that COVID is not destroying our plans now. And I also hope that I can reconnect with my band, who I haven't seen for a long time.
You know, and I guess with that in mind, being hopeful here, you know, when that happens and you start playing and touring and you got fans in the crowd, what do you hope we all realize about the power of music that we've really been largely away from since March of 2020?
I hope that, you know, you realize that music brings us back together, and that no matter if, I mean, I haven't seen my band now really in person in 2 years almost, but I hope that on the band, being back on the bandstand and being back on tour, it doesn't matter that, you know, like music and the power of music kind of, you know, it doesn't matter if there are tons of borders or difficulties. I think with the music itself, it's always easy to reconnect and to get people back together.
You think about your dream jazz show at any point in the history of time, and you could get into a time machine and go see that band or person. Who are you going to go see?
That's a good question. I would love to see Evan Jones. Yeah, totally. Tony Williams, John Coltrane. Oh, man, now all the names are coming. Oh, that's really hard to say. That would be too much I would like to see. But actually, I would also be interested in seeing the 20s, you know, where people still dance to jazz music. I would love to have that back a little bit, this kind of entertainment factor of jazz music. That would be great.
It's interesting you say Elvin Jones right now. I just put my latest show out online, and the pianist out of New York named Anthony Wanzi was talking about playing with Elvin and how Elvin would always tell them, you go out there and you give it everything you got. And it was interesting because he was just talking about what a force Elvin was. Like, he really, really put it all out there. And and you can hear his music for sure.
Yeah. And he always played like it was his last show. And I think it's a great attitude, actually. Because it never happened, especially in nowadays times. And you never know. It's actually not, I mean, you never even know if things are coming back to normal, right? If things are being like they were before, the touring and everything. So, yeah, we have to be grateful and push everything and keep working hard to make it happen, actually.
So it's very clear that you love jazz. You've dedicated your life to it. So very simply put, why do you love jazz?
Oh, because everything is possible. Because there are so many surprises. You never know what happens next. And you're always... Also, I think it's one of the only music genres where you can always learn something new. And that's so inspiring. Because, yeah, it never gets old. That's basically it.
So let's say you have a dream tonight, and you run into your younger self around the time that you were going to start being a professional musician, and you could give your younger self advice that you've learned over all these years, And it's not about regret, it's more about wisdom, what you've gained. Mm-hmm. What would you tell your younger self?
I would say that, the precious time you get during school or in your early years are very, very important. And I think you should dedicate all your time to practice and to learn tradition and to see a lot of shows, to go out, talk to people. It's very important also to connect the different generations, old and new people, or like older generation, the young guys. I think it's jazz also lives from this exchange between generations. Yeah, I think that younger musicians, they should take the chance and talk to other people and get all the advice they can get.
I tend to look at things in a more hopeful way, I think, and because of everything we've gone through with this pandemic, musicians have had to really acquire new skills and live in a different way. So my question to you, as a musician in the world of jazz and just in the community, how do you see this community coming back stronger when things do kind of open up a little bit more?
I think because we were forced to connect in a different way, I hope that the community itself is stronger and that people help each other. Like, for example, if there's a new scholarship or if there's new venue coming out or if there's a new possibility to play, I hope that musicians, they help each other more to keep this scene going, because I think it's very important since a lot of venues closed down. And there's tons of new musicians coming out of school, obviously. I think it's even more important to work together.
So everyone has a perception of you, or an idea of you, your family, your friends, your fans. But ultimately, you have a perception of you. You have an idea of who you are. Who do you think you are?
I'm a drummer and composer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right on. No, that's it. That was the final one. Thank you for taking some time out, getting back with me. I appreciate it. Good luck with the album and the return to the stage.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Germany, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Mariahki for her time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.